white, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high-o silver, a Lone Ranger. And resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fella!
Rugged mountains, Tonto stood beside his horse at the hitch rail in front of a general store. He packed recently purchased supplies into saddlebags, while Sheriff Jim White talked in a friendly manner.
Yes, sir, the mountains around here are mighty rugged. If a man doesn't know his way, he's likely to get lost and starve to death.
Ain't no sir.
Hey, sir!
Western Union man is calling to me. I wonder what he wants.
Him come running.
Yes, and waving a message. It must be important. He looks excited. What is it, Spark?
Sheriff, we just received a message about Lefty Scarfield.
Lefty Scarfield? Yeah. Biggest crook who ever packed a gun. What about him?
Well, he and his gang of about 10 men have stuck up another bank.
Huh?
New rewards offered for his capture. There's a total of nearly $10,000 reward money for Scarsdale. Dead or alive.
Gee, that's a heap of money. Where was his last stick-up?
In Greenville.
That's 2 days north of here in another county. It doesn't concern me.
But it does concern you, Sheriff.
Huh?
See, the United States Marshal says he thinks Scarsdale and his gang are heading this way in the hope of reaching the border. He wants you to organize a posse, travel north from here to try to meet him.
The Marshal wants me to organize a posse?
Yeah.
Say, Sparks, is that message addressed to me?
Yes.
Well, Dad, why didn't you give it to me? Here, let's have it. Official business like this, you should hand it over as soon as you get in.
Sorry, sir.
Big jumping jackpot.
What's the matter?
Spread the word that they need a posse, big one. I want every able-bodied man in town.
Yeah.
Get the boys out of the cafe. Hey, Sam!
Yes, Pete!
Get everyone
in town together in front of my office.
Otto wondered what caused the sheriff to react so violently when he read the telegram. So instead of returning to the Lone Ranger's camp as he had intended to do, the Indian waited in town until a crowd was assembled in front of the sheriff's office. He heard the sheriff tell about Lefty Scarsdale's gang and the bank robbery in Greenville.
So, gents, I've been asked to form a posse and head north to try to capture those crooks. Now, here's a telegram. Sam Bell, one of the most celebrated United States Marshals in the country. It's from Tom Bell. Yes, sir, Tom Bell. I reckon you've all heard of him. He's the man who helped us clean the crooks out of this town a few years ago. We're almighty in debt to him. Now here's our chance to help him out. Now, spread the word to those who aren't here. Every man in town will want to do a favor for Tom Bell. I'll meet here in half an hour with guns and horses ready to travel. We'll start hunting the Scarsdale gang.
Sheriff, Me won't tell you.
Not now, Engineer Busy.
But you speak of Tom Bell.
Hey, kid, I can't talk to you now. I've got to arrange for grub for the Posse and get my horse saddled and take care of a dozen other things.
We only want to tell you...
That red redskin, let me go, huh?
Hey, Joe, wait for me. I want to talk to you about the food for the man, huh?
During the next half hour, Tonto tried several times to speak to the busy sheriff, but each time he was turned aside. He was still in town when the heavily armed men gathered in front of the sheriff's office with blanket rolls packed on their horses. He saw the sheriff swear in the members of the posse. Then the lawman said,
"We'll ride to the mountains north of town, then break into small groups and fan out. Are you gents all set?
Yes,
sir. Let's go.
Sheriff, we know Tom Bell."
Tonto's voice was drowned by hoofbeats. The Indian finally shrugged his shoulders, then mounted scout and started south.
Get him up! Out.
At that moment, Lefty Scarsdale and his gang were in the mountains east of Lawrenceville. Lefty and an outlaw called Speed were apart from the others. They were concealed by underbrush as they watched the sheriff's posse leave town.
Right north. Just the way we wanted.
And they're carrying blankets, Lefty, so I reckon they plan to be gone for some time.
I figured Sheriff White and the Lawrenceville men would move if they thought they were helping Marshal Bell.
Yeah, that sheriff's going to be hopping mad when he learns the message was a fake.
Yeah, by that time, we'll have cleaned out the Lawrenceville bank, the express office, and every other place that has a few dollars.
Hey, you took a lot of risks, Lefty.
Hank's the only one that took a risk. He'd have been in trouble if the Greenville operator happened to return from lunch when he was sending the message.
Is he going to meet us at the hideout?
Yeah. We'll give him a full share of the loot when we divvy.
He's earned it. Yeah. The men have left Lawrenceville, boss. Isn't it about time for us to move in?
Yeah, we'll join the rest of the boys and get ready. We'll attack in about an hour. By that time, the posse will be too far north to hear the gunfire.
On several occasions, Marshal Tom Bell had been given valuable aid by the Lone Ranger. He and the masked man were good friends and were enjoying a rare opportunity for a visit in a small camp south of Lawrenceville. Tonto reached the camp about 1 hour after leaving the town.
Hold on, hold on. Easy, fella.
Marshal Bell.
You were gone a long time, Tonto.
Your saddlebags are bulging. You seem to have gotten the supplies we needed.
Something wrong, Kemosabe.
Oh, what is it, Tonto?
While me in town, Sheriff get telegram from Greenville... Signed, Tom Bell.
What?
It's a Scarsdale gang rob bank.
One more crime against the Scarsdale gang.
I didn't know those crooks were in the Greenville area. And I didn't send the message.
Me try tell sheriff, but him not listen. Me try say message not true. Marshal Tom Bell not in Greenville.
I haven't been there in weeks.
But telegram signed, Marshal Tom Bell. Every man in town glad to help Tom Bell. All men join posse. Them ride north. Them hope meat crooks traveling south.
Why should anyone use my name to send a fake message?
Maybe someone knew a message of that kind would take everyone away from Lawrenceville.
And leave the town unprotected.
It sounds like a trick that Lefty Scarsdale might try. We'd better saddle our horses. Here, Silver. How long ago did the sheriff and his men leave Lawrenceville?
About an hour.
If Scarsdale plans to raid the town, he may have already done so.
Yeah, the sooner we get there, the better.
While the Lone Ranger and Tom Bell were saddling their horses, the Scarsdale gang rode into town with guns blazing. The only man left in the community were those who, because of age or infirmity, had been unable to ride with the sheriff's posse. They put up a feeble resistance, which was quickly crushed. The terror-stricken women and children hid inside their homes. Quickly accomplished. Within minutes, the outlaws were gone, taking with them all the cash that could be stolen without loss of time. After leaving the ravaged community, Scarsdale and his men rode east into the mountains over trails they knew. Presently, the leader signaled a halt.
Boys, this is where we part company. It'll be sometime tomorrow, maybe the next day, before the sheriff finds out what happened.
Oh, he's going to be a mighty surprised hombre.
And mighty mad.
You think he'll be able to follow any tracks?
I doubt it. But even if it does, he'll have trouble. Split up, boys, and take different trails. Go by a roundabout route to that shack on the other side of the mountains where we holed up last winter.
All right.
We'll meet there. Oh, but before you go, hand over the cash.
Well, Lefty, you mean you're going to take it all?
Yeah. Speed is fair enough with me. We'll be responsible for it.
Well, how about splitting it up now?
Don't you trust us, Dusty?
Well, sure, but we've earned our share.
And you'll get it. But not till I'm ready to hand it over. Collect the cash, Speed.
Right. We'll all lose our money if something happens to you, too.
Nothing will happen to us.
There's plenty of time to wag it up now.
Dusty, I don't aim to argue with you. I want to be sure you critters show up at the hideout. If you've got cash coming, I know you'll be there. You got all the cash, Speed?
Yeah, all but what Dusty was can.
Hand it over, Dusty.
Only one what's a coming to me, Lefty.
Hand it over.
Well, if the law should catch up to you and Speed, or if you'd have an accident...
Well, you want what's coming to you, Dusty?
Yeah?
Well, here it is.
Go, go!
Anyone else want to argue?
Not me.
You got the cash, Speed?
Yeah, we got it.
Then the rest of you get going. And wait for us at the hideout.
Dusty was known as one of the gang, Lefty. We seen it. We came this way. If his body's found.
We'll bury the body.
It'll take some time to dig a hole.
We'll make it shallow. What's more, we've got plenty of time. Come on.
Steady.
In Lawrenceville, the people were still dazed and stunned by the attack when Tom Bell arrived with his two companions. Everyone knew and trusted the marshal, so no questions were asked about the man who wore a mask. The Lone Ranger and Tonto gave attention to the wounded, while Tom Bell, seeking information, questioned many people. He rejoined his friends as the last bandage was being tied.
Oh, I'll be through in just a minute. Tom, did you learn anything?
Well, enough to be sure the raid was made by Scarsdale.
Which way did they go?
Well, hardly anyone saw them. Bullets were flying thick and fast. Nearly everyone ducked for cover and stayed away from doors and windows.
Someone must have seen them.
Well, one woman peeked out a window. She said she thought they headed west.
And that should be...
Another woman thought they headed east. So take your choice.
Oh. There you are, old-timer. Your arm will be as good as new in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Doc.
I'm not a doctor.
Well, thanks anyhow. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Tom, if we knew which way the crooks went, we might be able to pick up their trail.
Well, we were coming from the south. We'd have seen them if they'd gone that direction.
The Sheriff Posse, north of town.
Yes, and Scarsdale knew it. He'd hardly go north.
Then the crooks must have gone either east or west.
Well, before we do anything else, we should get word to Sheriff Jim White and bring him and the other men back from their wild goose chase.
Is there anyone in town you might send?
No, everyone who could ride for the sheriff.
Well, it's no good for me to go. Sheriff, not listen to me.
Tom, you're the one who can convince the sheriff that the telegram was a fake.
Well, I guess you're right. I'll go after him.
Well, while you're gone, Tonto and I'll try to find tracks of the outlaws. Tonto, you search the mountains east of here, and I'll go in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
If you find fresh tracks, signal with smoke. I'll do the same.
If you find tracks, come back here and wait until I return with the sheriff. Don't undertake a single-handed fight against the Scarsdale
gang. We'll see you later, Tom.
Easy, come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Time to keep us happy. Get him up, Scout!
Lefty Scarsdale and Speed were resting their horses when...
Hey, Speed, look over there.
Huh?
Above that other peak. Smoke. Suppose any of our boys were foolish enough to build a fire that smokes like that?
No. A man would have to pile damp leaves on a fire to make that much smoke. He'd have to do it on purpose. Speed, that fire is some kind of a signal.
Yeah, but who will...
Come on. We'll find out more about it.
Steady the boy.
Come on, get up here.
On a mountain peak selected by Tonto for the purpose of signaling the Lone Ranger, the smudge fire was nearly burned out. The Indian was absorbed in building another fire when suddenly...
Take him up!
Huh? What's this?
You're covered.
Take his knife and gun, Speed.
Right.
What's this mean?
What are you up to, Injun? Who are you signaling?
Me build campfire. Is that wrong?
Campfire, my eye. You build a smudge fire and you're about to start another. Who are the smoke signals for?
Me not talk.
You'd better answer. I'll crease your head with a gun barrel.
Why'd you build that fire?
Me not talk.
I warned you. That's just a start. Get up and talk, or I'll give you some more.
Hold it, Speed. He's unconscious.
I've dealt with stubborn Injuns before. He's probably playing possum. Get up.
He's really out.
Yeah. And I'll put a bullet through him.
Now, wait. I want to know why he was sending those smoke signals. Hammond will take him with us.
All right, Lefty, you're the boss.
We'll tie him to the back of his horse. He should be conscious by the time we camp for the night. Then we'll try again to make him talk.
From a mountain on the opposite side of town, the Lone Ranger saw Tonto's signal rising high into the sky. He immediately abandoned his own search for tracks and headed in that direction. On the way to join his Indian friend, the masked man rode into Lawrenceville. He saw one of the townsmen whose wound he had bandaged and drew rein.
Hiya, Doc! My arm feels fine. There's every time when I can do something for you.
Well, that time is right now.
Yeah?
I want you to give a message to Marshal Tom Bell when he returns with the sheriff's posse.
Sure thing. What's the message?
Tell him the Scarsdale gang went east. I'll blaze a trail that can be easily followed.
I'll sure tell him that. When do you reckon he'll be back?
Well, I don't know. But whenever he comes, give him that message.
Count on me.
Thanks.
Tonto had left a plain trail, but the Lone Ranger made it even easier to follow. As he rode deeper into the mountains, he blazed the trunks of the trees he passed by cutting off sections of bark. It was twilight when he reached the place where Dusty had been shot. And darkness was closing in when he drew rein on the peak beside the cold remains of Tonto's signal fire.
Easy steady now.
He dismounted and studied the ground closely in the fading light.
Two men came here.
In addition to the tracks of Speed and Lefty, the masked man saw a peculiar scuff mark made by Tonto's foot.
Sign. Let me know he was captured. Easy steady, big fellow. Come on, sir.
In the darkness, the masked man had to trust the instinct of his horse. Instead of guiding Silver, he held the reins loosely. He spoke frequently in a low voice.
Fine, Tonto. Fine scout.
It was the middle of the night when he saw a low burning campfire some distance ahead.
Oh, boy, it was. Stay here, Silver.
Leaving his horse at ground hitch, the Lone Ranger advanced on foot and presently saw two men sleeping beside the small fire. And Tonto, gagged and tied to a nearby tree. As he cautiously removed the gag, he noticed that his friend had been beaten.
Are you all right, Tonto? Can you walk?
Tonto nodded. The Lone Ranger watched the sleeping outlaws while he released his friend. But his attention was momentarily diverted when Tonto suddenly staggered and slumped to the ground.
Here, I'll help you, Tonto.
In that instant, Lefty Scarsdale wakened, saw what was happening, and shouted,
Speed, wake up!
The Lone Ranger charged while Lefty was reaching for his gun.
I want you, Lefty!
What's that?
I'm asked, man! If we the Redskin, give me a hand.
Right.
The leader of the outlaws shook off the Lone Ranger's blow and threw his powerful arms around the masked man in a bear-like grip.
Swing him around, I'll crack his head.
I'm trying to.
Weakened by what he had endured, Tonto lay on the ground and watched the fight, but could not muster the strength to help his friend.
If I could only get a shot at him.
No, don't shoot. You might hit me. Use your gun as a club and make it fast. The critter's slippery as a needle.
The Lone Ranger knew that he was fighting for his life as well as the life of Tonto. He struggled in the outlaw's grip, twisting and and turning to keep Lefty between himself and Speed. Finally, he got one arm free and drove a lightning jab into the outlaw's stomach. Lefty doubled over. As the Lone Ranger stepped back, he dropped one hand to his holster and fired from the hip. His gun barked a split second ahead of Speed, and his silver board smashed the outlaw's wrist.
That changes things.
Lefty's rushing my arm.
Kill him. You're too slow, Lefty.
Get all of you.
Here's another.
Use your gun.
His hands are too busy trying to protect his face.
Take it.
Two more blows from the masked man's fist sent Lefty staggering back.
Now.
And a final blow against the chin drove him to the ground, unconscious.
Now I'll deal with you.
Oh, no, you already smashed my arm. Wait, listen, mister, listen.
What did you do to my friend?
Let go of me.
Talk.
We just tried to make him tell who we were sending smoke signals to. He's all right. I swear we didn't hurt him permanently.
Where's the money you stole in Lawrenceville?
I can't tell you.
You may change your mind when you regain consciousness.
The masked man quickly took all weapons away from the two unconscious men and hurried to the side of Tonto.
Tonto, will you be all right until I tie those crooks?
Me all right, Kimotabi. Not hurt bad. Them hit me like you hit them. Only more time. Me be all right in a little while.
Do you know what they did with the stolen money?
It's here in camp. In saddlebags.
Oh, where's the rest of the gang?
Me not know. But them talk about hideout. Rest the gang go there, wait for money.
But you don't know where the hideout is?
Me not know.
All right. Let's lie there and rest while I rope Lefty and his partner.
Tonto regained his strength while the Lone Ranger attended to Speed's wound and tied both of the unconscious outlaws. Lefty was the first to open his eyes. He saw the Indian and the masked man watching him closely.
I'm glad you're conscious, Lefty. I have some questions to ask you.
Who are you?
I said I'd ask the questions.
I'm that talk.
Where's the rest of your gang?
You heard me.
Where's your hideout?
I said I wasn't talking. Now go ahead and do what you want. You can find I'm just as stubborn as that Indian.
Other crook, wake up now, Kimasabi.
Good. Come on, wake up. I want to question you.
That's
it.
Oh, don't hit me again.
Then talk. Where's the gang's hideout?
Speed can't tell what he doesn't know. You don't know where the hideout is. Do your speed. You couldn't tell the masked man if you wanted to.
No, I don't know where it is.
Maybe me work on him, Kimasabi. Me find out if him tell truth.
No, Tonto. That's not our way. It's not important for us to find that hideout.
But rest the outlaws there.
Yes, I know they are. But I doubt if they'll stay there.
Daybreak found the other members of the gang assembled in the hideout. At noon, when Lefty and Speed had not arrived with the money, the men became restless, and there was some speculation.
Do you think he and Speed double-crossed us and cleared out with the cash?
If they did, they're asking for sudden death.
Maybe something's happened to them. Maybe they were captured.
The restlessness increased with every passing moment. After an hour more of waiting, one of the men said,
Boys, I don't think the boss would double-cross us. He's never done a thing like that.
And something must have happened to him at Speed.
Well, if I had any idea which trail they'd take to get here, I'd go looking for him.
Oh, I know the trail Lefty took the last time he came here from the mountains. Chances are he'll use the same route.
Well, then let's go see if we can find out what's happened.
Right.
Come on,
we'll saddle horses.
In minutes, the worried outlaws were in the saddle. They followed the man who knew the route that had been used by Lefty to reach the hideout on a previous occasion. After several hours of riding, one of the men suddenly called,
Hey, boys, I smell wood smoke. There's a fire nearby.
I see a campfire in the clearing up ahead.
Maybe that's where Lefty and Speed are.
I don't know why they'd wait in camp.
Hey, looks like a couple of men are sleeping in blankets near that fire.
Well, we'll find out. Get up there. Come on.
In another moment, the outlaws rode into the clearing and drew rein. As they dismounted, they saw that the figures near the fire were completely covered by blankets.
I'll pull aside the blankets, see who's underneath.
Yeah, it's Lefty.
And he's Jack and Hawkeye.
All these pals. They're all covered.
The sheriff.
You're under arrest.
The marshal. Let him have it.
The old ranger, the sheriff, and the marshal were ready. They opened fire as the outlaws went for their guns. And there was more shooting from unseen men who were hidden among the trees and bushes, which nearly surrounded the clearing. The crooks soon learned they were outnumbered.
Hold your fire! I quit!
My leg is busted. Don't shoot again!
Throw down your gun.
All right.
That does it. Come on out, boys.
All right. Look at him. Old Dan Town must be here.
All of us, you can ride.
You men have rope. Use to tie these outlaws. Teacher tied them as tightly as a masked man, bound Lefty and Speed.
We walked right into a trap.
That's right. We've been waiting here for you since noon.
I hoped you would arrive with the sheriff and his posse before these crooks came to see what had happened to their leader.
We're sure obliged to your masked friend, Marshal Bell. It hadn't been for him.
Sheriff, Tonto tried to tell you that the telegram was a fake.
Yes, I know. I know he did. I was too doggone busy to listen. The marshals raked me over for it. The next time a man wants to tell me something, I'll be all ears. Hey, I hope your engine friend will be all right.
Me all right, sir.
Oh, you were to wait back with the horses.
Oh, me all right now, Kimasabi. Me bring Scout Silver.
All right, Tonto. We meet again, Tom.
Sure enough.
Thanks again, mister.
Glad we could help, Sheriff.
Hey, what's the idea of roping us and letting that masked man walk away scot-free?
You ornery polecat. He's on our side of the law.
He sure is. He's the Lone Ranger.
Oh, Silver! Oh, Scout!
By George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Clay Beamer.